So just to be clear, to begin with, about the location of Benin, the kingdom of Benin is not in the was not located in the nation state of what's now Benin, but was to the south and east of Lagos in southern Nigeria. It seems to have risen in the 13th century. That's according to the oral sources we have from the kingdom of Benin. It was in the 13th century that it began to rise particularly to prominence, but it particularly grew from the 1450s onwards under the king or Oba Eware, who strengthened town chiefs and the ruling dynasty. So the question arises, of course, why was it particularly in around the 1450s that Benin came to prominence? So we know, for example, when the Portuguese arrived in 1480s, there's a trading town near the coast called Huaton, and the capital city at Edo has got large city walls and is a major structure. So how did it arisen? I think it was connected to a whole range of wider changes in West Africa in the 15th century. We know that in other parts of southern Nigeria, there were large earthworks, walls, city walls built in this period, the eredos as they're known. But we also know that the 15th century in West Africa did see the rise of various different ethnicities and peoples and kingdoms. So Mossi in what's now Burkina Faso, Songhai, the Empire of Songhai, Kano's power particularly came to prominence in the 15th century. This was a period which did see, for various reasons, the coalescence and the growth of political power in different parts of West Africa. I think there are various different reasons for this. One of them was that the growth of the trans-Saharan trade, the increasing production of gold, and the interchange with cities like Kano, with the Songhai Empire in those areas which had connection to the trans-Saharan trade, then saw increasing trade between those regions and the areas nearer to the coast. So a wider trading structure across West Africa as a whole was connected to the consolidation of larger political structures, and this may have been one of the factors leading to the powerful rise of Benin. At the same time, there were lots of structures from within Benin, the growth of the aristocracy, the rise of an army, the ability to develop labour structures which would facilitate the building of city walls, for example, which also shows that Benin itself was growing in power, and that forces local to Benin helped to shape that.